The smartest political guy in Wisconsin is with us on the line. He is Charles Benson. Charles, before we get to all that politics nonsense, who said it first? Did you or did Sharon say I love you first?
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about this and made me kind of think. I think we kind of fell into that about the same time. But I think Sharon will tell you, you know, what took me so long to ask her to marry her. So
yeah, because she was ready.
Oh, my gosh.
She was, yeah, yeah.
Charles.
So we're kind of like, what's going on?
Charles,
yes.
Remember when you told me how you met your wife on the dance floor, cutting a rug?
Yeah.
Charles has the dance moves.
Well, I didn't say that part. Just because I was dancing doesn't mean I had the moves, that's for sure.
Well, you do. You got the girl.
Well, it worked, yeah, but it might have been the dimples or something. I don't know.
Hey, Charles, we've been waiting to talk to you about the finance reports. When you look at the money that's reported and you take into account what's happened this week with Sarah Rodriguez, what would you kind of say stands out about the state of the race on the Democratic side for governor right now?
Well, the money tells us who the front runners were and are. It would be Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hall, based on the dollars that they were able to raise. What it also tells me is how difficult it is to raise money when you have a crowded primary. You know, you're going out there getting donor after donor, trying to, you know, someone might give $5, $10, $100 here. But, you know, they would have all loved to have had millions to get up there and get start spending on TV. The one who was most successful on the Republican side was Tom Tiffany, but he was able to benefit from the state GOP party, you know, putting in about $6 million into his campaign fund. So, but I think it says that the race, based on the financial numbers, that it's between Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Having said that, everybody was looking at what was going on with Sarah Rodriguez after she said, after she fired her campaign manager, alleging that the campaign finances had been mismanaged. And the number that stands out is that she was at $35,000 after the first 6 months of how much she had left in the bank. And then the indication is that she has still been able to go out there and raise some other money, but she's way behind where she would want to be, given that she had, she had front runner status. She was in position there. She had momentum. A week ago, you know, we were talking to her because she had just picked up David Crowley's endorsement. Prior to that, she had got Missy Hughes. So when you look at endorsement type stuff, she got two of her former rivals to back her campaign, and then wham, hit with this situation around her finances and firing her campaign manager as she was looking to go into the final 4 weeks with a message and potentially some momentum here towards August 11th.
So Charles, as we looked up today in our big studio TVs here, she is on the air here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
She has 35. Talk about Sarah Rodriguez. Sarah Rodriguez is on the air here. She's only got $35,000 cash on hand. And everybody's trying to figure out whether or not this misstep is a blow that could kill her campaign. But she's on the air. What do you think it looks like for her?
But remember, she wanted to be on she wanted to be on the air a week ago.
Right.
And her campaign buy isn't as big as what we're seeing with what Mandela Barnes is doing or what Kelder Royce is doing. Joe Brennan isn't up right now, but has some money left to try to get back up on TV. So everybody's looking at, well, how much did they raise? And I looked at how much do they have left.
Right.
And right now it's Francesca Hong and Kelder Royce that are sitting on, you know, some good money right now to help make that final push. Because, yeah, TV ads are really important. It helps, you know, get the message out there a lot faster and through social media. But so is organization. So is trying to, you know, rally the troops and get everybody in place to get out that vote, whether it's in-person absentee or making sure absentee ballots are going to people who want to vote or getting them out on election day. So that takes organization. You know, none of these candidates have the ability of using the party, the Democratic Party, because the party is not involved in the primary process. Whoever gets through the primary process will then be able to, you know, tap into the full backing of the party. So it's all about now trying to, you know, get that message out. And if you've got money, it helps you do that.
We have one member of our Good Karma Brands team that has an outstanding interview that has not been canceled by Rodriguez. Have you reached out to the Rodriguez campaign? Have they said anything to Charles Benson?
Well, I talked to him last week when, you know, before all of this was happening. I have been emailing them because I was trying to find out how big is this campaign buy? Where are they buying? Is it just Milwaukee? Are they up in Green Bay? Yeah, I mean, at this point, if you have limited funds, you're probably going to hit the biggest markets. But if the others can hit statewide, you know, potentially they can pick up more votes. So, yeah, I'm waiting to see, you know, how they have this plan going forward. And as they have announced through press releases, you know, they think they're still going to have to amend their financial reports here. And so, you know, will there be more stories coming out about the financial reports that she'll have to address versus addressing where she might stand on a particular issue or how to navigate the final few weeks to pick up votes?
Charles Benson is the senior national political reporter for Scripps News, the chief political reporter for TMJ4, and the guy who almost waited too long to ask his wife to marry him. But he landed the girl at the end.
It's those dimples.
Thanks, yeah, guys. That's for sure. Yeah. And apparently a good dancer. Charles, thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I like a lot of things about Charles. I'm not thinking he's much of a dancer.
It was so great. His story's so good.
It is a great story. And well, he's a great guy. He's a really good guy. I love him. You said it first. You just said it first. You said you love him.
I do.
Charles, Julia said that she loves you. Fantastic.
All right, anyways.
Well, you told Charles before you told your husband.
Yeah.